Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday morning. So a few days back, I was chatting to a friend of mine, and she was talking about how difficult it had been to find any sense of rhythm or flow, especially over the last year in the midst of homeschooling and working from home and everything else, just the challenges of trying to find some kind of flow. And she was asking whether the idea of flow is really sort of perhaps meant for times when things are going a little more easily, and where the flow is almost a luxurious state of mind, not really kind of designed for challenges in life, more for, as I say, when things are going a little more smoothly. And it's understandable because most of the time, of course, we experience flow when things are going a little bit more easily, a little more smoothly. And so we associate it with those times. But really, when we think about that quality of flow, that nature of relaxed focus, it can really be applied to any situation in life. It's just that it's so much easier to apply, it's so much easier to find it and discover it in those easier times. So we could almost look at it as a journey of mastery in some way. And to begin with, it's almost impossible to find those moments of flow in times of real challenge, real difficulty. Over time, it starts to become perhaps a little easier. We start to see it show up more often in times when everything's kind of okay, but we still struggle to find it in very challenging circumstances. As time goes on, we get to practice more, but the only way to progress a skill is to test ourselves in those moments and to be able to see retrospectively kind of what worked, what didn't, and how we can approach that differently in the future. So sort of recognizing it in that way, we start to see flow showing up in increasingly more challenging times. And then eventually, you know, I think we could even talk about the idea of flow showing up in the most challenging circumstances of life, whatever that might be for you, whatever the idea of that might be for you. But the idea that we could somehow maintain that quality of relaxed focus. We could somehow show up with a feeling of balance and flow in the mind, even when the world around us has been turned upside down. And of course, it's not going to happen overnight. I've said it before, the journey of meditation is a journey of a lifetime. And in just the same way, finding and cultivating that quality of flow is a journey of a lifetime. But it's a skill we can train. And just knowing that we are training incrementally towards that, I think is an incredibly comforting thing to take into not only our life, but hopefully your day today. Have a good one. Thanks for listening. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.